I'm James Herson, and this is Herson on Hollywood. Obama and the GOP. In what he says is a bipartisan move, President Obama is getting Republicans to attend a televised healthcare summit on Thursday. Through it, he'll try to pull off a takeover of the entire healthcare system, something that most Americans find sickening. The staged set is Blair House, the presidential guest quarters across from the White House. After the, quote, show airs, the White House will likely post an ambiguous health care plan on its website. Obama's hope will be that, following the charade, the GOP's image will be severely dented. This in a congressional election year in which the Dems so far have lost their momentum. In his radio and internet address, Obama said that he didn't want the meeting to, quote, turn into political theater with each side simply reciting talking points and trying to score political points, close quote. Translation, political theater is exactly what Obama is planning. The main points the Prez wants to score, one, he wants to characterize his healthcare plan as positive and vital to the economy's recovery. Two, he wants to paint the GOP as being the party of no. And three, he wants to look like a moderate while winking to his left. Make no mistake about it, Obama is in full campaign mode, just like always. He wants to be a hero to his liberal base. He wants to win back independent voters who were giddy over him in the 2008 election. And he wants to reassure his radical fans that he's going full steam ahead with his agenda. What should the Republicans do? Stay home would be a good idea, but that probably won't happen. Barring being no-shows, they should prepare for the event by arming themselves with the truth that the whole thing will have absolutely nothing to do with substance. On the contrary, it will have everything to do with stagecraft. My advice to the GOP is to watch a video of a Reagan speech on Wednesday evening, take two Red Bulls in the morning, and at just the right time, pass the mic to Joe Wilson. For Herson on Hollywood, that's a wrap.